Stark portraits of Johnny Cash stared out from magazine racks this past fall as news of his death temporarily displaced stories on the war in Iraq. Newsweek remembered Cash as a country star, Christian, rocker, rebel, and said he showed the world how to walk the line. Rolling Stone called him a legend who never stopped being a common man.
I wear this crown of thorns upon my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts I cannot repair.
Johnny Cash also never stopped working, despite great physical pain and his grief over the death of his wife, June Carter Cash. One of his last projects is a 5-CD box set called Unearthed. It's a collection of songs recorded during his decade-long partnership with Los Angeles-based producer Rick Rubin. Rubin is credited with reviving Johnny Cash's career and introducing the singer to a new generation of songs.
He loved some and he hated some. There was a Soundgarden song we ended up doing called Rusty Cage, and the Soundgarden version is real, you know, heavy metal guitars and high-pitched screaming, heavy metal-style vocals. And I played it for him, and he just thought I was insane. But then I did a demo of the song the way I imagined him doing it, and when he heard that, he immediately loved it.
I'm gonna break my, gonna break my rusty cage and run.
Somehow the title, Rusty Cage, seems to fit Johnny Cash for some reason. You just expect a man to record a song called Rusty Cage.
And I think it's one of the songs of all the songs we did that he really liked. It's one of the songs that's on the box set on the Best of Cash CD.
You go thumbing through here and look at what you all did together, and you find Jimmy Rogers and the Carter family from the earliest time. Mm-hmm. Then you go to, you know, Merle Travis and Hank Snow in that middle period, up to Kris Kristofferson and Neil Young, and finally Sting and Nine Inch Nails, and you even tried to get him to do Radiohead. I mean, that's the history of recorded music.
It's true.
And then one of these discs is, was it My Mother's Hymn Book?
Glory, hallelujah, I shall not be moved. Anchored in Jehovah, I shall not be moved. Just
it reminded me that one of the first things he wanted to do at Sun Records was ask Sam Phillips if he could do gospel. And Sam wasn't interested. He was riding the wave of Elvis and Jerry Lee.
That's true.
So he finally got it done?
He did. It's called My Mother's Hymn Book because the songs were all chosen from truly his mother's hymn book that he found one day amongst his mother's possessions, and these are the songs that he grew up with. So these are the songs that really formed who he was as a person.
Just like the tree that's planted by the waters, I shall not be moved.
June died in, what, May? And he seemed to throw himself back into the studio.
I spoke to him when he was in the hospital, and he was really in bad shape with June's passing, and he said that nothing really prepared him for this, and this was much worse than any pain he'd felt before, and didn't know if he was going to be able to go on. And he asked that we keep him as busy as possible. He said he wanted to work every day, because if he had time to sit alone by himself and think about June, he wouldn't want to live.
And he was writing, too.
He was. It seemed healthy and therapeutic for him at that time.
So there's much more material.
There is.
Oh, my. You could have another set there.
Well, I don't know if there'll be another box, but the box was all of things that were recorded during the four albums that, for whatever reason, didn't get on the albums.
I want to live. I want to give. I've been a miner for a heart of gold. It's these expressions I never give that keeps me searching for a heart of gold. And I'm getting old.
But you got the feeling that there wasn't anything he couldn't do in some fashion and make it his own.
it was hard for him to sing a song that he didn't relate to. But if he took time and really got inside what the song was about, for some reason, his ability to convey emotion and tell a story really goes beyond sometimes even what the original songwriter can do. He had an ability to convey messages, and whatever he said, you believed him.
I love the fact that the last cut on the last album that he put out while he was still alive was We'll Meet Again.
Keep smiling through, just like you always do, till the blue skies drive the dark clouds far away.
He made it a point to have everyone that was close to him sing on the album. He had all of the people who work in his home, all of his assistants who work at the House of Cash, his business, all of his family members, all of the people who played on the records. And I remember when he was leaving L.A. at the end of the fourth album, we hadn't finished everything yet, but as he was leaving, he made it a point and said to me, you know, Rick, I'm serious about this. You have to sing on the record. It's really important to me. And he wasn't like that about many things. So for some reason, he felt like all the people that he was connected to, he wanted it to be recorded, them saying, we'll meet again. It really meant a lot to him.
They'll be happy.
Producer Rick Rubin. Johnny Cash's 5-disc box set is called Unearthed. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Paul Bedwards.
We'll meet again. Don't know where. Don't know when. But I know we'll meet again some sunny day.